You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Wednesday, Sacramento Kings fans. Hope you're having yourselves a fantastic day here today. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast, your daily hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all season long and all throughout the offseason. If you're looking for Sacramento Kings coverage, interviews, highlights, analysis, we have it all right here for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a gigantic and still growing podcast network that covers the NBA, the NFL, the MLB, locally, nationally, fantasy sports, college. We have it all right here for you on the Locked On Podcast Network. This is Locked On Kings. Welcome into those of you who are new. This is your place to come for daily Sacramento Kings conversation, news, updates, everything like I said earlier. This is where you're going to want to be if you call yourself a Sacramento Kings fan. Lot to get to today. Normally, I would wait until the actual day of a game to do an in-depth preview, but we are going to look at and break down Sacramento Kings and Los Angeles Clippers today. Why? Because tomorrow, the actual game day, it's the Fans Only podcast. Yes, the second Fans Only podcast here that we're doing. The last one that we did was during the offseason. So I have three or four fans that I'm going to be chatting with tomorrow that you can hear, and that interview will be played for you. All those interviews will be played for you in an extended edition of the Locked On Kings podcast coming for you tomorrow. So you can definitely look forward to that. So today we're going to break down this Kings and Clippers preview. We're also going to look at both conferences, the standings so far through 2021 games in the NBA. And we'll get an idea of how the early stages of what the playoffs are looking to be. Now, I'm not saying that how the standings are now or what's going to be taking place when the playoffs happen and when we're looking at down the stretch towards February, March, and April. However, you start to get an idea around 20, 25 games in of how many wins it's going to take, what kind of win percentage it's going to take to be in the conversation. We certainly see that in the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference, so we'll be looking at that as well. Also, I wanted to let you know that I just wrote and released an article on Sports1140KHDK.com. That is where I work, by the way, Sports1140KHDK. My name is Matt George. For those of you who do not know, I am the host here of Locked On Kings, and I work at KHDK, the flagship radio station of the Kings, as an on-air host, a multimedia journalist, and reporter. Every once in a while, I'll write little in-depth articles and pieces on the Sacramento Kings, and I released something today about Willie Cauley-Stein. I put out a poll a couple days ago asking fans on Twitter about Willie Cauley-Stein, their patience level toward him now that they've gone on he's had a couple back-to-back bad performances, despite the fact that he's been more good than bad this season. So it goes into my thoughts on that. I released that poll. It got a little under 800 votes. And the majority of those votes, about 30-something percent, there were four options, but the majority of fans voted that they were ready to see Marvin Bagley replace Willie Cauley-Stein as the starting center in the starting lineup right now. So we analyze that. I throw in some numbers and just give you a good glimpse, an overall idea of how Willie Cauley-Stein is doing this season compared to former seasons, why you should be more patient when it comes to him, and how it's not a coincidence that the Kings are off to one of their best starts in years, and Willie Cauley-Stein has been solid for the majority of this season. So again, you can check that out right now on khdk.com. If you're wondering, it is titled, "What Have You Done For Me Lately? The Ups and Downs of Willie Cauley-Stein." So you can find that right now on khdk.com. You can also find it on my social media, on my Twitter, at MattGeorgeKHDK. You can also email me as well, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. Anytime you have any questions, concerns, if you want to respond to that article, anything that we talk about here on the podcast, it's all fair game. That is all good. We're about to dive in here to this Kings-Clippers preview and take a look at the Western and Eastern conferences and how they stand through the first 20 or so games. But before that, I want to let you guys know that this article or this episode here of the Locked On Kings podcast is sponsored by MyBookie. Now, you need to check out MyBookie if you, like me, enjoy a little extra recreational gambling or fun gambling on sports. MyBookie is a trustworthy site, the place that you are going to want to go to spend some time. They've been in business for years. They have great reviews online, which you can check out right now. Their mobile site is easy to use as well, which is fantastic. If you're on the go or just watching from your couch, you don't have to go to the computer or whip out a laptop. You can just do it right from your phone. Lay down some cash. Win big today. I really recommend this to my listeners just because I have used it myself. Now, there's a lot of concerns with online gambling. How trustworthy is it? I've never had a bad experience with my bookie. When you win, they do actually pay. They have in-game live betting, player perks, and just so much stuff. Even for fantasy players out there, MyBookie is the place you want to go. Check this out. If you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. So no matter what you put in, you can put in $100, you get $100 from MyBookie. You put in $5, you get $5 from MyBookie. All you have to do is when you first sign up and first make your first deposit, use promo code Locked On to activate that offer. So make sure it's MyBookie, MyBookie.com, and use the code Locked On to claim that bonus right away. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie. Let's start with the Eastern Conference as we're looking at both of these conferences. Now, I think it's pretty safe to say that we knew coming into the season, and we've known for the past decade, really, that the Western Conference has been stronger than the East. I expected the East to be better this year than what it has been. The West is still the juggernaut. We'll talk about them in just a little bit. But take a look at these Eastern Conference standings so far. A lot of surprises in and around the NBA. At the top, the Toronto Raptors, 18-4. They acquired Kawhi Leonard. Things seem to be working out there, which is great for them. 18-4 at the top of the conference, a spot that I expected the Boston Celtics to be in. The Celtics all the way down at 6, so we'll get to them in a little bit. But Toronto, like I said, they're benefiting significantly off of the fact that Kawhi Leonard is playing. He is healthy. He's doing great things over there, along with Kyle Lowry and the rest of that team that they have put together. Just a top-to-bottom solid team. Even their bench unit is solid, so they're looking at making some noise and trying to make it to the NBA Finals this season. And Kawhi Leonard still got game, despite the fact that we went through all that drama with him in San Antonio. He still got a lot of game there, and so far that gamble to bring him in, even if it's just for a one-season rental, it's really paying off for them in Toronto. The Milwaukee Bucks are number 2, 14-6. Giannis Antetokounmpo is having an MVP-caliber season, which is what I expected out of him. I expect Giannis Antetokounmpo to win MVP. I predicted as much during the offseason this last summer. So they're doing fantastic, 14-6 there. They're doing really good at home, 4-2 at home, still struggling a little bit on the road, trying to figure things out, 4-4 on the road. Third place is the Philadelphia 76ers, 14-8, and they have just added the services of Jimmy Butler, so expect them to stay towards the top. Pacers at fourth, Pistons in fifth at 11-7. The Detroit Pistons have always had a roster that I've been interested in that I think is solid. Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin, their 1-2 punch down there, and they seemingly are starting to find some success, which is good. Then there's the Boston Celtics at sixth. They've been struggling with a mixture of injuries and just trying to figure everything out. Jason Tatum, phenomenal work, rookie season, really came alive along with Terry Rozier during the playoffs last year with Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving being out. Both those players are still very productive, but it's hard for them to build on the years that they had. Gordon Hayward hasn't really looked comfortable quite yet, both coming off of that horrible injury and working in with his new team, the Boston Celtics. So they're 11-10 in the sixth spot. And then this is important to pay attention to. 10-10, the same record as the Kings, and the Eastern Conference is seventh, with the Hornets are seventh right now, 10-10 record. Kemba Walker has been playing out of his freaking mind. Then the Orlando Magic, of all teams, are currently in the eighth spot, 10-11 on the season. So you can be under 500 and in the playoffs right now in the Eastern Conference. That'll be important when we talk about the West here in a second. The Wizards, ninth place, 8-12. On the season. They've started to improve. They've won 6 of their last 10. They're on a 2-game win streak currently, so they're trying to climb their way out of their horrific start of the season. We thought Scottie Brooks would have been on the outs. We thought the Wizards might be close to a breakup, a blow-up, and they still might be. And I know Kings fans are interested in some of the pieces that the Wizards have there in Washington that the Kings could potentially use, an Otto Porter or Kelly Oubre Jr. Questions like that. The Brooklyn Nets are 10th place in the Eastern Conference, 8-13. The Heat, 11th, 7-13. Knicks, 12th, 7-15. And you have at the bottom, really in the cellar, the Bulls, the Hawks, and the Cavaliers, 5-16 for both the Bulls and the Hawks. The Cavaliers have been dreadful without LeBron James. Who knew? You lose the best player in the world and you're not good. Kevin Love being the centerpiece of that team is exactly how you'd expect. 4-15. Kevin Love's hurt, to be fair. 4-15 there in Cleveland. The Cavaliers, not good. They are far in the cellar and already out of it in the Eastern Conference. Now you look at the West, and hey, the Los Angeles Clippers. The Kings, they're playing them tomorrow night, an NBA on TNT game in Sacramento, and the Clippers are at the top of the Western Conference. Who pegged that? Who pegged this as your top six in the Western Conference? Clippers, Warriors, Nuggets, Thunder, Grizzlies, Trailblazers. The Clippers, the Grizzlies, the Trailblazers, and the Denver Nuggets are all in the top six in the Western Conference. That's pretty incredible. The LA Clippers have been off to a phenomenal start, and like I said on yesterday's podcast, I was dead wrong about them. I did not expect them to be off to this great of a start, to be playing this well. Tobias Harris has been playing out of his mind on a contract year. Lou Williams is phenomenal for that team. Doc Rivers has them playing well, 13-6. They're bringing a lot of momentum. They've won 8 of their last 10, currently a two-game win streak. They bring that into Sacramento on Thursday. Should be a tough test for your Sacramento Kings. The Golden State Warriors, despite all the drama between Kevin Durant and Draymond Green and the fact that Steph Curry's been out and hurt for a little bit, they're still towards the top. As we expected, 15-7, they're only going to get better. And oh yeah, DeMarcus Cousins still has yet to play a game for them there. The Denver Nuggets, Mike Malone is succeeding, and that's great to see. That team has been building and working hard to get to this point, so hopefully they can hang on to that. They're in third place in the West, 14-7. Like I said, the Thunder overcame a horrific start to the season. They've won 7 of their last 10. They were towards the bottom of the West. They have vaulted up now all the way to fourth. The Memphis Grizzlies have been really the surprise of the season for me, other than your Sacramento Kings. They're 12-8 this season. I didn't expect the combination of Conley and Marc Gasol to still be as good as it is, and the addition of Jaren Jackson Jr., Garrett Temple, and the rest of those pieces that they have here in Memphis. Those Grizzlies play well together, and they had some early season success. The Portland Trailblazers have always been kind of a question mark. They have an extremely talented backcourt with C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard, but they've gotten some other help from some pieces that we didn't really expect. One makes Kings fans cringe. Nick Stauskas is playing well there in Portland. So the Trailblazers are 12-8 in sixth place in the Western Conference. Then there's the Los Angeles Lakers at 11-9. They overcame a slow start as well. Then in the eighth spot in the current Western Conference, your Sacramento Kings, 10-10 on the season. They are also tied with the San Antonio Spurs, who are in the ninth spot at 10-10. You have the Dallas Mavericks, 9-9 in the 10th spot. 11th spot is the Timberwolves at 10-11. Let's put it this way. Check this out. This is what's incredible. The game differentials between all of these teams that are out of the playoff spot and the Kings in the eighth seed is 1-2 games max. I mean, it's so freaking close. Actually, 1.5 games. And that's the difference between the eighth spot and the 14th spot. The Utah Jazz at 9-12 are currently in the 14th spot in the Western Conference. There's only one bad team in the West. That's the Phoenix Suns at 4-16. Everybody else is legitimately in the playoff conversation and in the playoff picture through 20 games this season. So here's what that means. That means that it's probably going to take over 500 to make the playoffs in the Western Conference this year. Can the Kings accomplish that? Maybe. They've been playing over 500 basketball for the majority of this season thus far. However, we got to wait and see until what the Kings are looking like at the start of the 2019 calendar year, where they're at the trade deadline, to really assess if they're going for it or not and if it's a legitimate chance or not. But to be in the eighth seed, as the Kings are, at 10-10, at 500 is fantastic, but this West, man, they are so talented. There are three teams that are 4.5 games back of the top of the conference, only 4.5 games back, and those three teams are 11, 12, and 13 in the West. Like, that's crazy. That's insane. That could switch so quickly. The Clippers go on one bad losing streak. A team like the Pelicans or Rockets go on a winning streak. Suddenly, the Rockets vault from 13th to 2nd or 3rd. Like, that's nuts that can happen right now, and that's the state of the Western Conference currently. So a lot of competitive basketball on the horizon. Whether the Kings are in the mix or not should be fun to follow and should be fun to pay attention to. Like I mentioned earlier, the Los Angeles Clippers are playing phenomenal basketball, and the Sacramento Kings are looking to try and get back on track. They lost a heartbreaker against the Golden State Warriors on Saturday, second night of a back-to-back comeback in Sacramento against the Utah Jazz, the shorthanded Jazz on Sunday, and they really looked outmatched. They did not look good. They did not look crisp. It was really a disappointing performance, in my opinion, probably even more than the Laker game, the more disappointing performance of the season, seeing as how the Jazz were missing their star in Donovan Mitchell, and the Sacramento Kings just didn't get anything going. They looked tired, for one thing, which is fair, and the fact that they're on their fifth back-to-back of the season, but they just really didn't establish themselves like they have done so far this season at home, weren't getting out in transition. So even though they're playing the best team in the Western Conference, the LA Clippers, right now, I expect the Kings to get out, run, push the tempo, and really play hard, fast basketball from the get-go. I think this is a very winnable game for the Kings. I attribute this also to the San Antonio Spurs game that I thought the Kings were going to lose. The Kings, I believe, will match up well with this Clippers team. Now, Lou Williams is definitely a concern, someone that can light you up really from all parts of the floor, but really predominantly a three-point shooter. Kings perimeter defense got to be on their toes all game long. I would not be surprised to see Iman Shumpert, who's expected to play in this game, be guarding Lou Williams, although Tobias Harris is a tough task as well. So do you want to put Shumpert on Harris? There's a lot of interesting components of this game here to pay attention to if you are a Kings fan. If you're going to the game, and I hope you are, it's going to be a little bit later of a tip, a 7:30 tip, because it's an NBA on TNT game. So a national game here, good chance for the Kings to get exposure, and they typically perform well in national games. At least they have recently in the past, but we'll have to wait and see if that that carries on into this game. The Kings are actually favored on the matchup predictor, ESPN's matchup predictor, 50.4% to 49.6%, but that's how close it is. It's really neck and neck between these two teams, giving a lot of love to the Kings' home court advantage and the fact that this season, the Kings haven't won more than two games consecutively all season long. They've never lost more than two games consecutively all season long, which means that they have usually they're able to bounce back after losing back-to-back games. And that's what the Kings are certainly hoping can happen. Their leading scorer for the Los Angeles Clippers is Tobias Harris, averaging 21.5 points per game. Buddy Hield, the leading scorer for the Kings, averaging 18.8. Both are shooting really good from the field. Tobias Harris is shooting 52% from field goal or from just all over the floor from within the three-point line. So you have to take that into account. He's also a really good free-throw shooter at 82%. Buddy Hield shooting 48% from the field. I expect this to be a high-scoring game, and I'm really looking for the Kings to once again get back and reestablish themselves in transition. They didn't do that well against the Utah Jazz. They now have 3 days that they've had off. 1 day was a rest day, a couple days of practice, so they're expected to be back fresh, ready to go. Iman Shumpert will be back. He did not play in the second out of the back-to-back because of rest. Kosta Koufos expected still to be out with that calf injury. You heard Sean Cunningham talking about it on yesterday's Locked On Kings podcast. But he is expected to be out, so expect some more minutes for Harry Giles. And maybe a bounce-back game from Willie Cauley-Stein as well. Like I said, check out that article that I wrote on CageDK.com. I also had a great conversation about Willie Cauley-Stein all the way back on Monday's episode of the podcast, so you can listen to that as well if you haven't already. But I expect big stuff, bounce-back game for Willie Cauley-Stein. This game should be fast-paced, back and forth, a lot of scoring, a lot of offense. Should be a fun one to tune in either on NBA on TNT from home or in the arena itself. And if the Kings are going to be successful, they're obviously going to need to get out in transition. They're going to need to limit their turnovers as much as possible. And that's something that they didn't do against the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz forced them into a lot of bad passes and really made it difficult for the Kings trying to attack the basket. The ball was being knocked around, knocked out of their hands a lot. So the Kings need to tighten their grip on the ball here and make sure that they can control the tempo for the majority of the game, make sure they don't turn the ball over too much and allow the Clippers to get out in transition, because with the athletic scores that they have, they can be very deadly there. So you got to pay attention to that. Perimeter defense is going to be key in this one. The Kings typically don't have good perimeter defenders, but at least get a hand in their face, trying to make it as difficult as possible for them. And if the Clippers do miss shots, crash the boards, for God's sakes, do not give up so many second chance opportunities to this Los Angeles Clippers team, because they'll make you pay even more than the Utah Jazz did. So you got to pay attention to that and not give more opportunities to a clinical offensive team like the Clippers have been so far this season. I'm also expecting big things out of De'Aaron Fox in this game. Back-to-back games where he struggled offensively. His scoring has dropped off a little bit. He has managed to overcome that by or replace that with the fact that he's doing a good job distributing the ball. So I'm looking for a game where De'Aaron Fox really spreads his wings and exercises dominance over this Clipper team. I think he's probably one of the best player on the floor in this game. I know Lou Williams, Tobias Harris are very, very talented, but De'Aaron Fox, in my opinion, this is a great matchup for him. This should be a game that he gets himself right and gets back to it, and the Kings definitely need that. There's no hiding that Willie Cauley-Stein, De'Aaron Fox have both struggled over the last two games, and the Kings lost the last two games. They really go, the Kings go, how the two of them go. So I'm looking for good bounce-back performances from them. So be sure to check that out. If you are coming to the arena, I'm going to be hosting game night for Sports 1140 KHDK. I'll be up on the concourse, section At the top of Section 110 by the Tower Records sign, I'll be hosting with the High Flyer Henry Turner from 6 to 7 p.m. So if you're driving in, you'll want to listen. Tune into AM 1140 to hear that. And if you're at the game itself, come up and say hi during one of the commercials. I'll shake your hand. I'll chat with you. And I would love to get in touch with all of you. And if you're coming to the game, be sure to let me know you are coming. You can also reach out to me on social media at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter. Let me know that you are coming to the game, and I'll do everything in my power to come and find you. It might be difficult during the game itself. I'm going to be working stats with the Los Angeles Clippers, and I love doing that. I love working stats for opposing radio broadcasts because you learn a lot. You learn a lot from different perspectives, and that's why I encourage everybody to check out the Locked On Kings podcasts. I'm sorry, the Locked On Podcast Network's other local podcasts, because they give you perspective about the Kings or about other teams in the NBA that you're not going to get from me. So I highly encourage you to do that. That's why I like working for opposing radio so much. So I'll be sure to share with you a lot of the what I hear and a lot of the feedback and the things said by the Los Angeles Clippers radio team. I'll be sure to share a lot of that with you here on the Friday episode of Locked On Kings. Bit of a shorter episode today, but remember the fans only show, an extended edition of the Locked On Kings podcast, is coming for you tomorrow. A few interviews lined up with Kings fans who have reached out to me. They share their stories with me off the air, so I wanted them to bring that and share their stories on air. Last time we did this, again, it was during the offseason. It was extremely successful. So many of you love to hear from your fellow fans, and if you want to be a part of these in the future, where I'm going to try and do these every other month, if not every single month, now that the season is in full swing. So if you want to be a part of this, you can either wait to hear how it sounds tomorrow and then reach out, or you can reach out right now. You can do so on Twitter at MattGeorgeKHDK or email me mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. So I really, really hope you'll enjoy fans only tomorrow. I'm definitely looking forward to recording those interviews with these guys here tonight, and then I will be airing them for you on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Kings. Again, if you're heading out to the Kings game tomorrow, be sure to let me know. I'll do everything in my power to come say hi and meet you and shake your hand. And if you are looking to share or looking to help out this podcast in any way, if you feel so inclined, first off, thank you. You help us out monumentally just by listening. Our numbers have been up and climbing all season long. I also attribute that to a lot of the Kings' success. So thank you, Kings, for winning games and making my life easier and my job easier here talking about you. But if you want to help out this podcast, I certainly would appreciate you leaving a review on the Locked On Kings iTunes page or on wherever you listen to this podcast. If there is a way to leave a review, please do. Helps us out a lot. Helps others look and tune in and discover and find out if it's going to be the right podcast for them. You can also share via word of mouth if you have Kings fan friends, family, anything like that that you know. They're fans of the Sacramento Kings and you think that they would enjoy a podcast that talks about the Kings and covers the Kings daily, then send them our way. That would certainly help us out a lot as well. My thanks to each and every single one of you who listen to the Locked On Kings podcast, who have made yourself a part of this Locked On Kings podcast. This is not just a platform for me to talk to all of you. This is a platform for conversation to be started and your voice to be heard just as much as mine. So be sure to exercise that, whether you do it on social media, whether you do it through email, or if you appear on the Fans Only podcast, things like that. This is your platform as well. So please be a part of the family. Join the conversation. Join Locked On Kings. This has been the Locked On Kings podcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow for Fans Only, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.